Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Emotional reckonings and radiant truth. When the goddess of love moves, the waters ripple. This week marks a profound cosmic recalibration for Venus as Venus leaves light-footed Gemini and dives into the nourishing, protective depths of Cancer. Venus will be joining an exalted Jupiter in a dance of emotional expansion and soul depth truth. This isn't just a planetary shift, it's an invitation to feel what's real, release what isn't, and recommit to love from the inside out. But don't mistake this softness as weakness. By week's end, Venus will square retrograding Saturn and Neptune, both in Aries, demanding we distinguish between fantasy and reality, projection and presence, past and the present moment. Venus will descend into the world of feeling. Venus in Gemini has been all about the mind, playful text, witty banter, intellectual connection. But late Wednesday, early Thursday, depending on your place in the globe, Venus slips into Cancer's cardinal waters, and suddenly it's not about talking anymore. It's about feeling. Feelings? And protecting what you love like life depends on it. This transition from air to water, from cerebral to cellular, marks a shift and how we love, what we value, and where we find beauty. With Jupiter exalted in Cancer, and you know Jupiter likes to expand and blow things up, amplifies Venus's effects. Expect profound potential for healing through nourishment, forgiveness through truth, and expansion through vulnerability. This is a pretty big week for Venus. You know, when planets change signs, it always points to shifts in energy, and we could see it and feel it on the earthly plane. Now, Monday, Venus will sextile Chiron in Aries, which opens up Chiron, which is the wounded healer. It's going to open up a gentle healing portal. Words become medicine. Vulnerability becomes courage. This is the day for compassionate communication that soothes old wounds around independence, Aries, identity, or abandonment. That speaks to the Aries energy. Late Wednesday or Thursday, Venus enters Cancer. Like I said earlier, it will be joining Jupiter in Cancer. Cancer is a sign of emotional security and nurturing. Your emotional body shifts. Comfort becomes intimacy. Intuition speaks louder than actual words. Because of water. Water is intuition. The question becomes, who and what are you truly willing to nurture? If you look around at what you are doing now, who, what, where is your nurturing energy? Are you nurturing out of obligation, or is that what you want to do? Are you willingly nurturing that, or are you forced to nurture that because of circumstances or situations you currently find yourself into? Now, on Friday, Venus will, as soon as Venus goes into Cancer, at the early degree, it's going to square retrograding Saturn and Neptune at 1 degree Aries. And this will be on Friday. This brings this week's emotional reckoning. Saturn loves to set boundaries. And Neptune likes to dissolve illusions. Now think about that. Dissolving illusions with one planet, but setting up boundaries with another planet. How does that happen? How does that work? This challenging aspect asks, are you loving from fantasy or are you loving from reality? Is your love something that you saw on TV, but in trying to hold something, someone to that love? Or is your love actually reality-based? Is someone capable of even holding up those standards in which you are trying to hold them to when it comes to your definition of love? Are you seeing clearly, or are you seeing through rose-colored glasses? That's the Neptune Saturn. Thursday brings Mercury's Kazemi with the Sun at 9 degree Leo. Let's not forget, Mercury is retrograde. The moment when Mercury passes through the heart of the Sun, that's what Kazemi means, in the heart of the Sun. Offering, and it's kind of like when Mercury is resetting itself, burning off old karma, offering brilliant clarity and creative insight when Mercury goes through this Kazemi. Clarity, why? Because Mercury represents the mind, our thoughts, our communication, how we perceive the world. And how you perceive the world is everything. Just a FYI, if you want to change the way you see the world, you have to change what you believe about the world. Now, this is the midpoint of Mercury's retrograde journey through Leo. It's kind of like a hurricane. In the hurricane, you got the things going around, the winds, 160 mile an hour winds. But in the eye of the storm, it's very calm. And so this Kazemi is equivalent to Mercury in the eye of the storm, where deeper purpose can be revealed at this time. Now, let's not forget, it's in Leo. Leo is a fire sign. And I said that on Earth, we baptize with water, but the Most High, your deity, insert your deity here, baptizes with fire, the universe. Now, and Leo is a fire sign. Now, this is a, when it comes to Mercury, this is a solar baptism, which is illuminating your authentic voice and its value. Creative paths ready for rewriting. Old narratives around confidence and leadership that no longer serve. The difference between speaking from the heart, because Leo rules the heart. Each sign has a body part in which it rules. Leo, the heart. Versus the ego. Heart versus ego. The Sun rules Leo. And in some circles, the Sun represents the ego. Let's not forget the Venus shifts and all of that. So Thursday is a powerful day for journaling, meditation, or revisiting past communications for buried gold. You know, all treasures, everything that is of value, is buried in the earth. We dig for everything. Oil, gold, diamonds. Your food comes from the earth. Your plant seeds, and it grows up. So even though, well, now I'm getting to off topic, but Pluto represents under earth, and people are fearful of Pluto because Pluto represents death and regeneration. Pluto is the lord of the underground, right? Pluto would represent Hades. And so, but underground is, like I said, where all the buried treasure is. And so you have to be willing to forage and go deep underground to find those rare gems, those rare precious stones, or the things that value. Now, if you take that off of the earth and put it inside yourself, what is buried inside you? Where is those deep gems? Where is that precious stone of creativity, your authentic self? Where is all of that buried inside you? Are you scared to go down there and find it? Do you need a torch? A lantern? Think about it. Now, if what's down there that needs to be reclaimed, rewritten, or simply just heard by you first or by others. Maybe others need to hear something that you got been buried down inside of you. They ain't never heard it. Right? They don't know that's what you did. That's what you went through and all that. Like I said, that's what's going on this week with Venus and Mercury. That's pretty much the major stuff that's going on. But the moon always in a week's time pretty much goes through three signs. And so we're going on Monday, we're going to start off with the moon in the sign of Virgo, which means by the time we get to the end of the week, the moon should be in Virgo. The moon will weave its way through Virgo, then Libra, then Scorpio, right? Creating an emotional journey from clarity through balance of relationships. Then we're going to go deep into the emotional profound depths of the Scorpio waters, right? Now, on Monday, the moon will be in Virgo and it will conjunct Mars and square that Venus we talked about and we began the show with. High energy for practical tasks, but potential friction between logic and emotions. Channel the Virgo precision without picking apart what could be loved as a whole. Now on Tuesday, the moon will shift and move into Libra, a pivotal day with multiple aspects. As soon as it goes into Libra, it's going to trine Uranus at 0 degrees Gemini, air to air. It's also going to trine Pluto, retrograding Pluto, at 2 degrees Aquarius, air to air. And it's going to have an opposition to retrograding Neptune and Saturn. Now, the trine to Uranus in Gemini, unexpected relationship insights, right? Moon in Libra. This could be like you could hear something because Uranus is in Gemini communication. It's going to have that opposition with Saturn and Neptune, right? Retrograde. So themes can surface or resurface. Illusions that you may have could be challenged, right? Illusions as far as making you see, is this reality based or is this dreamland you're running around in? And the trine to retrograding Pluto, I just spoke about Pluto, death and regeneration, things underground. Deep relationship transformation possibilities could come up, right, on Tuesday. Now, on Wednesday, the moon will still be in Libra and it will square Jupiter in Cancer, which could bring big feelings and potential overreactions because of the Jupiter energy around fairness and unmet needs, fairness, balance, and relationships, right? On Thursday, the moon will enter into Scorpio, creating beautiful trines with newly entered Venus in Cancer, bringing up emotional truths meet tenderness in a setup of heart-centered transformation. On Friday, the moon will still be in Scorpio. The moon will trine Jupiter for growth through emotional honesty, but squares retrograding Mercury, suggesting feelings and thoughts might clash. Square energy is tension. Feel deeply, but speak carefully. You could feel what you want to feel, but when it comes out your mouth, in my Heisenberg voice, tread lightly. This is not a get her done week. This is a get honest with your heart week. The cosmic theme whispers, feeling is the new intelligence. You ever heard of emotional intelligence? The planetary movements create a rite of passage, a collective initiation into deeper emotional waters where love deepens, roots, and seeks meaning beyond surface level attention. Trust must replace comfortable illusions. Courage in expression matters more than perfect performance. Are you scared to even walk on stage? Feelings carry the real message, not your mental analysis. You know, on I Am Astrology readings, I always got questions. So here's some journal questions for you. Where have I been mistaking fantasy for love? What illusions am I ready to release? How do I protect and nourish what truly matters to me? What truths want to be expressed, even if my voice shakes? What is my emotional body teaching me about timing, trust, and safety? So here's a quick summary of what I just went over. Venus in Cancer brings the deep emotional bonding, but the squares to Saturn and Neptune reveal where boundaries are essential. Choose connection over fantasy, presence over projection. Mercury's Kazemi is perfect for revisiting old ideas with new clarity, but avoid making final decisions until Mercury stations direct. For your emotional well-being, the moon's journey through water signs uncovers hidden truths. Journal, meditate, and process rather than analyze. Leo's fire illuminates authentic self-expression. Trust what wants to be born through you. This week offers a portal of soft power, a cosmic invitation to feel what's real, release what isn't, and choose love that's rooted in truth rather than fantasy. Let the emotional tides shift you, but don't let them drown you. Venus joining Jupiter in Cancer while the moon dances through feeling signs creates space for profound healing and expansion. But it's the friction, the squares to Saturn and Neptune, that ensures this growth is grounded in reality, not escape. The way to move forward is emotional, not intellectual. Softness is strength. Truth is liberation. And love, real, rooted, resonated love, starts with choosing yourself first. Your mantra for the week: I nurture my heart's truth with compassion and clarity. Prepare for breakthroughs in love, healing, and self-awareness as you navigate this karmic, emotionally rich week. Thank you for joining me on another episode. Make sure you like, comment, share, come to the website, subscribe so you can get the emails and blogs. Again, thank you. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.